We've got Congressman Ralph Norman, District Number 5, in this morning, and I'm trying to give you as much time as you need to talk because you said it's been a busy, busy week and going to be a busier week. So,
it is, Ashley. We have rescissions coming up this week, and the last 2 weeks have been very busy, but we passed the bill, the big, beautiful bill. It was 215 to 214, and tax cuts are on the way. The 2017 cuts that President Trump had will be in place. It would had we not done this, it would have been a 26% increase across the board for every American. So I was glad about that. Is it perfect? No. Should it have more cuts? Yes. But, you got to remember, we've got you got to get 218 votes. We did it. We pushed it as long as we could to make sure we had as many cuts as we could get. So I'm satisfied with it. And this week, I hope all of your listeners will be watching for the votes that we'll take. It's $9.4 billion is what Elon Musk found as only he could have done. And there shouldn't be any Republican that votes against any of these because it's given America a front row seat as to where their tax dollars have been going. And this is just a small tip of the iceberg. I hope we have rescissions every week until we're done with Congress for this year. So I'm excited about it, and stay tuned and see how the vote comes out.
So meanwhile, what you had done on this House side has been sent over to the Senate, and the Senate's saying the cuts aren't enough. We need to make more cuts. And then they're fearful that if they make too many cuts, it'll come back over to your side for the conference committee, and then the whole thing could blow up.
No, I don't believe that. I hope the Senate delivers on that.
Oh.
Now, when have we ever seen the Senate come back with a more conservative number of anything? I mean, they just haven't done it. So we'll see. I hope that's true. The big lever point, Manning, is the tax cuts. That's the leverage that we have to get those who say they don't like a particular part of it. SALT provisions are one example I could use that the New Yorkers say they won't. I think that, when they come back, and I hope it is a tremendous improvement over what we did, because I'll name you just a few things on the DOGE cuts that should have been included in our package that we'll vote on it this week as a separate package. But I mean, for the American people to have the millions going to foreign countries, for the American people to have, and I'll just read you a few of them, $889,000 for electoral reforms and voter education in Kenya. Get that. $1 million for voter ID in Haiti. $33,000 for being LGBTI, whatever that means, in the Caribbean. $567,000 for LGBTQI programs in Uganda. I mean, you couldn't think this stuff up. And the list goes on and on. And it's for foreign countries that we don't have the money to spend. And now, again, this week will be a key vote for everybody.
And is this what the government is calling foreign aid? I mean, to the government, is that what foreign aid is?
Yeah,
I mean, isn't that what
is. They're calling this foreign aid. And now, I will tell you, from being in Washington for, 8 years, a lot of it comes back to Washington, D.C., these vague meanings, aid to Uganda, aid to Venezuela, aid to Gaza. It's coming back in one form or fashion to politicians, I would argue, in Washington, D.C., on both sides. That's why it's got to be cut, and that's why what you will see play out in front of all Americans is, who believes in it? These politicians can't campaign on conservatism. Well, now's your chance to prove it. And this week will show it.
So we had the big blow up between the two billionaires down there, Trump and Doge and Musk. And Musk is saying this, what is over there now is just abominable. He said it doesn't have anywhere near the kinds of cuts that he had identified in the course of his Doge work in Washington, D.C.
He's exactly right.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But now, you got to remember, Elon's used to run his own company. If you read his book, he's a phenom. I mean, he's really somebody that won't come across in another generation. His his ability to do things, get things done. But this isn't a private business. This is government. And I will say at its worst, because the, you know, the $38 trillion that we owe is just the tip of the iceberg. But now, and I will never criticize Elon Musk. I'll never criticize Donald Trump. They saved the country. I mean, imagine another 4 years under Kamala Harris. Mm. Imagine what it would have done to further train wreck this country. What Elon is doing, and he's frustrated, but I agree, it should be far more. We could cut $5 to $10 trillion and not even turn over. And the bond markets would like us. The financial gurus would say this is what America needs. But doing it, saying it and doing it, is just two different things in Washington, D.C.
And how would you make those kinds of cuts without infecting Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security? I mean, it'd be very tough. Since the majority of that money is entitlements.
Three words: waste, fraud, and abuse.
There you go.
I mean, we had to argue, Manning and Ashley, with getting healthy Americans who just choose not to go to work, sit on the couch and eat potato chips. I'm sorry, they don't deserve a paycheck. We had to fight to get illegals off the rolls of a government check. We had to fight to get the subsidies that should never have been in place. Why is government paying $7,000 per electric vehicle run on batteries off energy we don't even have the capacity to serve? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But, again, this week is going to be very pivotal, and I hope every American is watching what happens.
So is it a coin toss as to whether this is going to be approved?
What it is, the outlandish things I just named you is a test case for whether we can continue. If we can't get this, if we can't get this meager $9.4 billion, then I would make the argument we really have no hopes of balancing the budget and really make an attempt to get this country back on a firm financial basis. I think we will, though. I'm optimistic because it's outlandish. You could go over York County, and I guarantee you 99.9% of the people will tell you, I don't want my tax dollars paying for sex change operations in foreign countries or building walls in foreign countries. So it's not that complicated.
Well, I'm amazed at how you, as a private businessman, have been able to stomach this for all the years that you have. I mean, it's a tough pill to swallow.
Well, it is, but you're making a difference. I mean, I can't tell you and they're more conservatives. The Freedom Caucus has led the way on this. President Trump had all of us in the White House, and he knows we're right. Now, you know, it's just getting it across the finish line. And, you know, will what I say have any impact on Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi? No. But that's who you're dealing with in a lot of these cases. And, you know, if you do the right thing, I keep hearing we've got to keep the midterms, because if we don't, President Trump will be impeached every day if the Democrats take over. Right. If you do the right thing, you'll return to Congress. And the right thing is to downsize government, get regulations off the books, get these subsidies that never should have been in place off the books, and let's have some sanity like every business in this country does. They run it on a profit motive, which is why America's is the great country it is. And it's not run on government. It's run on the free enterprise system.
Well, and it's coming back to accountability is really what it's coming down to.
That's exactly right, Ashley. And I'll tell you this. When you have the Department of Defense can't pass an audit, when you have and I would take most of your agencies in Congress can't pass an audit. Now, how idiotic is that? If you can't pass an audit, you really shouldn't be funded. And that's what Elon has led the charge on. And that's what I think and the genius of Donald Trump to turn him loose. Forget the words. And the media was all, you know, what do you think about what Elon did or said? I said, I don't care what he says. It's what he does. And what he does is good for the country.
You know, I'm wondering why Donald Trump, who has upended everything, which is good, hasn't suggested, let's upend the IRS. Let's figure a better way to tax the people in this country rather than this convoluted system we have now, 100,000 plus pages that nobody understands, agents who can't come up with the same answer when given the same tax return. Why doesn't he throw that up there and say, now's the time to do this?
Well, I think he will. I mean, he's been in office now for what, six months? He just got there. So
encourage him to do that.
Well, I think when he and Elon get back together, and I think they will, and it's not just the IRS, and you know, a lot of the complaints that we have as we try to help people in the Fifth District, the IRS, you can't get a response.
Oh, no kidding.
They got antiquated technology, and they ought to be revamped. Now, Social Security, should we have? I think the last figure I heard was 6 million people who are over 120 years old getting a check. Does that make sense? No, it does not.
I'd like to interview one of them on Straight Talk.
Well, I'd like to see one. A lot of people say I'm 120, but being in politics will do that to you.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week in Congress, but before you leave, you probably know what's coming. You have any announcements to make?
Do not have any announcements to make right now. Not yet.
Okay.
Y'all are going to get the. I will give you the first call when I. It will be an announcement coming up, but not now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm hard at work at Congress.
That's right. You heard it here, folks.